If someone had told me a few months ago that I'd be sitting on a balcony trying to create magic with my hands while watching a pack of wolves shift from human to animal, I'd have told them they were out of their minds. Yet, there I was under the new moon at Holden's Pack, trying to tap into the energy from my Aunt Junie. Only, the power I was given wasn't doing what I, or even Beatrix, had expected. It had been just over 4 weeks since Moira had attacked Spellhouse. Thanks to those events, I'd missed the first new moon during which Foster had run with Holden's Pack, and I was thankful not to be missing another. For the first week after our night in the cabin, I'd attempted to keep Foster at a distance and slow things down a little. But once I realized I was only causing myself misery, we'd spent nearly every moment together. Other than when I was working on connecting with Aunt Junie's magic and when he was helping at the pack. Foster had fought his connection to these wolves, but I watched him from the balcony, gearing up for the monthly run, and it warmed a piece of my heart I hadn't known existed. I locked gazes with him as he prepared to transform into his wolf alongside the other. His eyes glowed a deep blue, sending shivers down my spine. "Intense, isn't it?" Gemma asked. She was a shifter in Holden's Pack who'd stayed behind, thanks to her protruding stomach and maybe a little out of guilt that I couldn't join the pack for the run. I nodded in response, unable to take my eyes off Foster. He stood there, staring at me while I watched him. I thought I'd feel awkward. Instead, my core tightened, my heartbeat increased, and I leaned forward. His blue eyes brightened as he prepared to shift, and he ran a hand through his shoulder-length, dark, russet hair. I watched his broad chest expand and tattooed arms ripple while the transformation magic slowly seeped from his skin. A shimmer of light covered his body and he lowered his head, breaking our stare. A second later, he no longer stood on 2 feet. His wolf appeared, tall, wide, covered in ebony fur, and with vibrant eyes. He howled and a sound pierced my heart. The bond I hadn't thought I could feel was finally alive. And it didn't care that there wasn't a wolf inside me. Foster's wolf had claimed me, and the way he watched me had my heart swelling. Gemma fanned herself and chuckled. "Oh, girl, you've fallen so hard. I love it." I finally turned toward her, giving her my full attention once Foster's wolf trotted to join the pack. Her light brown eyes were focused on me while she played with the end of her blonde braid. Her green sweater hugged her expanding belly, and her hands rubbed over the top. She gasped, then groaned. "Easy, boy. Mama isn't ready to get up again." I laughed. "The baby wants you to move around?" She wiggled in her seat. "No idea, but his super kicks make me want to pee every 5 minutes. I'm ready for this pup to be on the outside." I'd never been around pregnant people before, so I had no clue how she could be feeling. Though, staring at her stomach and hearing her moans, I felt sympathy for her growing inside me. I didn't stay to talk about me, though. "How are you handling everything? The pack has, of course, talked about you, but I'd rather hear details about you from you." Her thin lips offered me a smile, but there was a tugging sensation inside me that had me turning away from her before I could answer. My eyes once again landed on the pack down below. Holden was the only member who hadn't shifted. His auburn hair was highlighted under the sliver of moonlight that peeked out, and his normally light green eyes were brighter than normal. I assumed the new moon was making the pack extra charged with energy. The alpha's hands were moving, and he faced the wolves, so I assumed he was giving a speech. When he stopped moving, every shifter howled in unison. Then Holden finally shifted into his light gray wolf. Foster's wolf looked back at me again. I gripped the sides of my chair and my body trembled when he bowed his head toward me and took off to follow the rest of the pack into the trees. "Not much of a talker, are you?" Gemma asked, swinging her legs off the lounge chair. "I can leave you alone if you'd rather." I frowned and turned toward her again. "I'm sorry. This bond is new. I've only known Foster a month, but ever since the attack, each day the connection to him grows stronger. I didn't think it was possible to feel so much so quickly, but he makes it hard to even consider fighting my feelings." With a groan, she settled herself back onto the cushions. "You know the best way to take the edge off the bond is to accept it fully, right?" Her tone was filled with glee, and she waggled her brows. Charlie had told me the same thing, but even though I no longer had any doubts about the bond with Foster, there was still something missing.